Ed Hussein. He is the founder of the Quilliam Foundation. He worked at the CFR, known to be Chatham House's American branch. His entrance to Saudi Arabia is prohibited on the grounds of alleged espionage. In 2014, he started to work at the Tony Blair Faith Foundation. The real name of Ed Hussein, who is of Bangladeshi origin, is Muhammad Mahbub Hussein, but he prefers to use the name Ed because he does not want to use our prophet's, peace be upon him, name. May God forbid. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He praises T.E. Lawrence, one of the shadiest spies of the British deep state in the Middle East, who devastated the region and caused the martyrdom of millions of Muslims. One of the activities of the Quilliam Foundation, which he founded, is to provide information to the British government against Muslims. Ed Hussein advocates this practice of the Quilliam Foundation as follows. The government should be spying on Muslims even if they are not suspected of committing crimes. Another striking aspect of Ed Hussein is his participation in activities against Turkish President Mr. Erdogan and the Turkish government, and his support and praise for the Gulen terror organization, while he tries to present himself as a sympathizer of Turkey. In his report to the Bipartisan Policy Center think tank in 2013-2014, he, 3 years in advance, foretold the July 15th coup attempt in Turkey that caused 246 Turkish citizens' martyrdom. The co-authors of this report were Morton Abramowitz and Eric Edelman, the former American ambassadors to Turkey, and Henry Barkey, the former CIA member who participated in the Buyukada meeting on July the 15th. Some excerpts from Ed Hussein's report of 2013-14 against the Turkish government and the Turkish president, Mr. Erdogan, which describe the coup, are as follows. To stay in power, Erdogan is increasingly appearing to borrow from the playbook of the world's other autocrats. Whether Turkish society is going to tolerate this type of leader, and thus, whether Erdogan will prove to be more of a Vladimir Putin or more of a Viktor Yanukovych, is the main question in the coming years. His, Abdullah Gül's, primary motivation is, in all likelihood, to succeed Erdogan as the leader of the Islamic conservative movement should Erdogan be removed or resign. Since Erdogan decided to become, in effect, an elected sultan, or an Islamic caudillo, his days at the helm of the state were numbered. Erdogan will eventually be forced out. Senior figures within the AKP, such as Deputy Prime Ministers Ali Babajan and Bülent Arınç, have clearly tried to establish a certain distance to Erdogan's rashness, authoritarianism, and Islamism. Will the common fear of the Gulenists be enough to ensure the military leadership's loyalty to Erdogan? And recalling that it was colonels and majors who carried out the 1960 coup, is there a risk that the Gulenists in the military might act independently in the event, for example, that a major operation against the Gulen movement is launched? These are questions which will play a key role in determining Turkey's future. Anecdotally, Turkish observers already note a distinct change in the behavior of military officers, as they have begun to once again exhibit self-confidence in their dealings with civilians in recent weeks. Finally, an important element in Turkey's development will be the stance of the international community. U.S. support for the AKP government is generally viewed as a key reason why the military did not intervene against the AKP. In this report, Ed Hussein also suggests that Turkey must be stalemated with an economic crisis. According to Ed Hussein, in case of an economic crisis in Turkey, anti-Erdogan sentiment would escalate. The Gezi Park incidents, the December 17th through 25th incidents, and the political instability throw the economy into a crisis. Indeed, an economic crisis would be the most likely trigger for Erdogan's downfall, the report says. While Ed Hussein's issues such as baseless reports against President Erdogan and the Turkish Republic and, in his own way, counsels them, he lauds Fethullah Gulen as follows. Important literature from mainstream Muslim scholars in Turkey, Fethullah Gulen, has yet to be translated, disseminated, or publicized more broadly in the Arab world, Somalia, Mali, or indeed Kenya. Raindrop, one of the foundations of the Gulenist terror organization in the U.S., organizes reading days for Ed Husain's books.
Some information Ed Husain gives about himself. I could no longer believe in a God who wanted us to govern in his name. In fact, I did not even think of God as he anymore. God was a human construct, a human projection. My inner consciousness of God hit an all-time low. The presence of God in my life was lost. Externally, I portrayed signs of piety to maintain a standing among my target audience, but I was no longer an observant Muslim. I had lost the essence of Islam. I still had two faces, two personalities. I couldn't accept Islam as a spiritual pursuit. My distance from God resulted partly because true faith had not touched my heart in a decade. I wore it on my sleeve, abused it for political ends, but I had lost the essence of Islam.